Zion College is 75 years old, despite the checkered history of the school in terms of producing distinguished citizens for this country. It still lacks proper infrastructure. It is in this view that the headmaster of the school, TTK Asravo, has appealed to government to come to its rescue. He made the call in an address at the launch of the school's Diamond Jubilee in Accra. Rose Boate was at the ceremony and reports.
Zion College, ZICO, started as the New African University College in 1937. It is the first secondary school and university college in the Volta region. Zion College has and continues to produce illustrious sons and daughters as statesmen, educationists, parliamentarians, among others, but its level of growth is not encouraging. The headmaster, TTK Asravo, said for the college to gain its rightful place in the community of second cycle institutions, the school needs to be properly assisted and developed into a university status. Mr. Asravo mentioned some challenges faced by the school as lack of infrastructure, staff bungalows, kitchen and dining hall. He said the dining hall, which is meant to serve 350 students, is now used by 800 students.
The government is in terms of educational infrastructure, especially our classrooms, our assembly halls, and the massive bungalows. We need them urgently to assist the government passionately to come and rescue this very bad situation. Some ministers are requesting for classrooms, boys' dormitory, assembly hall, and all the rest. The human resource is in the country so much. I mentioned about 38 of them, and the list is so long. The stage of development for Zion College, so that things have been addressed correctly. The age growth and development is easy things were sent early rather than competing for other schools.
Mr. Asravo said the land on which the school was built has been taken over by encroachers. He called on government to come to the aid of the school. The focus for the Diamond Jubilee is 75 years of human resource development in the service of humanity and the way forward. The celebration comes off on the 29th of September this year in Anglo-Gan.
Rose Boateng reporting.